Death Angel by Linda Farstein, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt, and directed by Abigail McHugh. The author begins with a quote from John, verse 5, the King James Bible. There is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called Bethesda. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And now, Death Angel.
Chapter 1. Can you hold up those guys with the body bag, Lou? I was jogging down the steps from the top of Bethesda Terrace, trying to catch up with Mercer Wallace, when the four cops and two techs from the ME's office passed me on their climb toward the waiting morgue van. The lieutenant had his back to me, standing on the edge of the lake and pointing at something across the water. Ray Peterson, the man in charge of Manhattan North Homicide, either couldn't hear me shouting because of the distance or wasn't interested in what I had to say. I swiveled and backtracked up the broad staircase, hoping to overtake the crew carrying the corpse to the roadway on the 72nd Street transverse. But they had already reached the open doors of the transport vehicle by the time I hit the pavement and was stopped by uniformed cops who were stringing yellow crime scene tape across the gaping space between the elegant balustrades. Hey, Jack. After more than 12 years as a prosecutor in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, I knew the morgue attendants almost as well as I knew my doormen. It's me, Alex Cooper. Give me 3 minutes with her, please. Jack picked his head up and turned toward me just as one of the officers brushed my hand off the tape. In or out, ma'am, the cop growled. You want to ride with the body, that's fine, but you don't get back in here once you walk past this point. I needed to talk to the lieutenant and be briefed on the findings along with Mercer, but I also wanted to see the girl whose remains had been found splayed beneath the northern abutment of Bow Bridge early this morning. I wanted to know what she looked like now, before her flesh met the cold instruments of the autopsy room. Jack called out over the back of the young cop who was restraining me. No can do, Alex. It's already a madhouse here between the regulars and the press scavengers. Feel free to drop by my office later on. She won't be on the table until tomorrow. It was only 7:45, but it was obvious that police officers from all over the city were being bussed in from their commands to form a perimeter around the roadways that led to the terrace and the lake, which was the very centerpiece of the park. There was nothing more
Sample complete. Ready to continue?